You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
Hi, nice to say hello to everyone. My name's Andy Fillmore. I'm the Member of Parliament here in Halifax. And I've been the Member of Parliament for 2 years. And before that, I was a city planner. I come from a career of public service, of community building with regard to housing and transit and public spaces and building inclusive communities. So all of that has led to what has become a very good background to represent Halifax in the House of Commons of Canada. Well, you know, Halifax was a sleepy city for a long time. We didn't have a lot of growth and change happening. So when I began my work at the City of Halifax, it was to change the way that we see our urban core. And that led to a project called HRM by Design. And what HRM by Design has done is rewritten policy, community development policies in our downtown in such a way that where 5 years ago, the urban core was only attracting about 15% of our residential growth, we're now attracting almost 50%. And who are we attracting? We're attracting people from all over the world now to downtown Halifax and to the area around Halifax. In the last 5 years, having grown up here and spent most of my life in Halifax, I can see that in the last 5 years, Halifax has become an international city. When I walk down Spring Garden Road for 5 minutes and I hear 5 different languages being spoken around me, I think, what a great success and what a wonderful time to be living in Halifax. As you know, I don't have to tell you, immigrants are an enormous part of our Canadian story, our past. Immigrants have been being welcomed here by our First Nations people for thousands of years, if we go back to the Vikings and so forth. And immigrants are going to be a huge part of our future as well. As we know, the demographic challenges that we face in Canada, but particularly sharpened in Nova Scotia with an aging population, people retiring, immigrants are going to comprise a significant portion of our emerging workforce to keep our economy rolling and to keep on building beautiful communities like ours. Challenges are reducing now as time goes on, as the economy takes off. In fact, Halifax has been leading urban development and productivity in the country for the last couple of years. We second only, I think, to Vancouver it was. So we are now much more able to retain our youth when they graduate. We're able to attract youth. There are very encouraging statistics on this. In the last several years, we're retaining nearly 10,000 youth, where in previous years we were losing youth every single year. So that has turned around, and that means we have a young and vibrant and innovative workforce in Halifax. That means that employers have a much broader spectrum and of people to choose, skills to choose from. And it means our city is feeling younger and more vibrant, and we can already see that we're starting to attract some employers from elsewhere in the world. We have an extremely special connection in Halifax to veterans and to the Canadian Armed Forces. Halifax was founded as a city because of military reasons back in 1749, and ever since then it's been the home of the East Coast Navy. There has been an Army presence, there's an Air Force presence. This is Halifax, as a city, is as deeply invested in the Canadian Armed Forces as any other place in the country, and I think even more so than most places in the country. Now, there's a very special connection because this year we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Halifax explosion, where 2,000 people were killed instantly and 9,000 people were wounded. And amazingly, about 400 acres of our city was just wiped off the map by what was then the largest explosion on Earth until later the advent of nuclear weapons. But that explosion in 1917 happened in the final year of World War I, and Halifax was bustling with soldiers preparing to depart for the Western Front in France and bustling with people supporting the war effort. So it was an extreme tragedy because our population was very dense and inflated at that time. But in large part, who stepped in to help in the hours and days and weeks and months after the explosion were armed forces personnel. So we have a 100th anniversary of the explosion, yes, but we also have a 100th anniversary of an incredible effort by our forces people here in Halifax. I wonder if I could add a personal note. My own grandfather, his name was James Garvock, and he served on the Western Front. He was wounded in the Battle of Vimy Ridge, and it was a wound that ended the war for him, and he was able to heal and to come home, and he always had a limp, but he was able to start a family, and I'm the result, one of the many results of that family. Many of his brothers and sisters in arms from that battlefield and from that terrible war did not make it home, and when we think about all the families that didn't then, were not then created, and all the people whom we maybe our friends and neighbors that we don't have with us now as a result, this is why Remembrance Day is such an important time, to remember those sacrifices, to remember and pay honor to those stories. I have yet to meet a serving member of the armed forces from any country who would rather be at war than at peace. Everybody wants to be at peace. Every reasonable person wants to be at peace. I'm so proud that our government is recommitting Canada as a peacekeeping nation. We have now committed a tremendous number of new peacekeeping troops to the UN effort internationally, and more details will be emerging in the coming weeks about that. But I'm particularly proud of this recommitment because of the way it's going to include women in the effort. And what we know from observation and from data is that when women are involved in peacekeeping, they tend to have a peacemaking influence on males, on their male colleagues, but also on the male soldiers who are in the region where peace is trying to be achieved. I think this points to the importance of finding gender parity in our armed forces and of including women in important decisions that affect all of our lives. I love to be a cheerleader for Halifax. There is so much to see and do here. I don't even know where to begin. But I can tell you that the one thing that everybody who visits Halifax comments on when they're leaving, and that is the people. How kind people were to them, how welcoming they were, the way they were spoken to and treated. It's one of our great points of pride. Now, when you're dealing with lovely people like that who are hosting you when you're visiting, it makes it all the more fun and enjoyable to enjoy the harbor walkway, the boardwalk walkway on the harbor front, Citadel Hill, our phenomenal new Central Public Library, an absolutely thriving local restaurant scene, incredible local music. We've got one of the finest arts communities in Canada living here. And all of it happening on the scenic and majestic beauty of Canada's Atlantic shore. So I think there's something for everybody here.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.